The title of our poster is Withdrawal of Our Atmospheric with Cesium in the Early Period of the TEPCO Fukushima Daiichi Nuclear Power Plant Accident by Analyzing Used Filter Tapes Operational Air Pollution Monitoring Network Stations. As shown in Figure 1, the ardent emission sites of the atmospheric with cesium very limited in the early period after the TEPCO Fukushima Daiichi Nuclear Power Plant accident on March 11, 2011. Accordingly, there are still large uncertainties of source time, atomic transport mode, and internal exposure related to the accident. To reduce these uncertainties, we have started to retrieve the spatial-temporal distribution of atmospheric cesium concentration in the early period after the accident in the eastern part of Japan since 2012. As shown in Figure 2, the atmospheric concentration of suspended particulate matter, the SPM, have been automatically measured by collecting SPM on the filter tapes everywhere about many SPM stations in the Air Pollution Monitoring Network Japan. Thanks to many local governments who kindly offered to use filter tapes through the Ministry of the Environment Japan, we have measured our atmospheric cesium concentrations collected on the filter tapes at many SPM stations in Fukushima Prefecture and the Kanto area located more than 100 kilometers south of the FD1 NPP during March 12 to 25. In this poster, we introduce the major findings by analyzing these data. As shown in Table 1, 19 radioactive plumes with high cesium concentrations were identified. As shown in Figure 4, the time series data at two SPM stations located within 20 kilometers of the FD1 NPP, most of the cesium were transported to the east coast of the Fukushima Prefecture. The highest cesium concentration measured at the one site at 3 o'clock on the afternoon of March 12th during the vent operation on Unit 1 just before the hydrogen explosion of Unit 1. Figure 5 shows the schematic flow of the transport pathways for major plumes from P1 to P9 by the atmospheric transport model and measured with cesium data. Figures 6 and 7 show part of the spatial-temporal distribution in the eastern part of Japan during March 15th to 21st. One of the distinctive features is that the plumes were frequently transported clockwise with the change in the local wind direction. And the other was that the transport pathways were strongly affected by the complex topography. As shown in Figure 9, the hotspot area with high cesium deposition densities in the Kanto area measured by airborne monitoring was consistent with the area of the SPM station with high time-integrated cesium concentrations on the morning of March 21st when the precipitation was observed uniformly in the Kanto area. Its story indicates that the spatial temporal distribution of atmospheric cesium was a major factor controlling the deposition map of cesium. In conclusion, the spatial temporal distribution of cesium was so useful that we demonstrate when and where and how the plume arrived and what maximum concentration of cesium was at the peak time. We have continued to measure the filter tapes and analyze these data.